Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A Massachusetts nonprofit uses music to help survivors of trauma, and the organization is led by a former rock star who says she's trying to save the world one song at a time. You might know Robin Lane from her Boston-based band, Robin Lane and the Chartbusters. Their biggest hit, When Things Go Wrong, aired in the first hour on day one of MTV. The singer-songwriter's life reads like an unlikely series of name checks. Her father played piano and wrote hits for Dean Martin. She hung out with Neil Young and sang on one of his albums. She was married for a while to Andy Summers, the eventual lead guitarist of The Police. And she says those plot twists and others led her to just the right place, using music to help survivors of violence. Her nonprofit, Songbird Sings, is based in Western Massachusetts. It offers free songwriting workshops to women and girls who've experienced domestic abuse, sexual assault, trafficking, mental illness, and other challenges. Robin Lane spoke to me in Boston about Songbird Sings and invited me to a workshop in Shelburne Falls.
Yeah, awesome. This is Lynn's song, and we just love it to death.
Yep. You're in a group of women with a history of trauma, and you're all there together, and you're about to share some really important things that have happened to you that are not so fun topics. But as you share, the next women can say, oh my God, that happened to me too. So we bring women out of isolation, and they're writing a song, which is so powerful for them. It gives them a jumping off spot for them being able to get back into the community and to, you know, get a job or go back to school, to get their lives back, to get their voice back, to find their voice. So as you're sharing, you're validating each other and you're writing your song, it untraps, the music lets all of this trauma out.
It's a good song. It's a great song. That was a group effort.
My name is Sherry Healy, and I had never written a song in my life, so I had no clue what to expect. But to get some of that stuff out on paper was very therapeutic for me. I got to say what I felt, you know, without having to censor, and the process has given me a lot more self-esteem. It's been a really uplifting experience. I've had a lot of input from the other women in the group, which has been phenomenal.
Knowing your friends and them knowing you, talking about things that are true. Happiness is.
I'm Lori Batog. Oh, yeah, my song is about depression and about being angry at that state that I was in. My song is pretty rough. I mean, the first line is, everything I do happens in silence, because that's where I felt like I was living. And what's neat is that once I got the song out and put everything on paper, I immediately started to feel better. I just know that when I have music in my head, in my heart, I feel better.
Quiet on the freaking set.
I'm Jerry Higgins. How I got here is sort of, I needed to heal because I was going to either die or live. And this was the way I could live. I felt isolated. I felt like I couldn't connect, depressed. I mean, just the whole gamut. And then I walk in the room and start hearing these other women talk about how much things are sucking so bad. And it was like, oh, I'm home. And we could laugh about it, and we could, like, when everybody said, oh, what a crappy week I had, it just felt like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm around people. Oh, this really is. Sorry, I just got to take a breath because I didn't realize it was going to affect me. But it really is like being with people who get you, understand you're not alone. You have a place to go. And then I write a song.
Shivering stars, deep lies of snow.
The song I wrote was basically about winter, and winter inside as well as outside, and really about the hope. Basically, you get it through music, that feeling of desperate, desperate loneliness, aloneness, and yet still hope. And I feel like that's what this is for me. Even though things aren't really changed that much, so much has changed.
You're building community, you're getting stronger, and the ability to believe in your own self and your self-worth, this comes back to you. I don't know how that happens, but it does. You can see women change right before your eyes. I've seen it. Incredible trauma transforming into incredible healing. And you've figured out through the process of being in a group and songwriting that you have the ability to change your life.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.